Good afternoon, Atireano here, and this is your Wātea Midday News. Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson says a plan to put 30% of the country's marine spaces into reserves by 2030 will protect Māori interest as well as all other New Zealanders. She says the party would demand a Green Minister for Oceans and Fisheries at the Cabinet table, who would get to work immediately on the creation of a new independent science-led Ocean Commission to advise the government on the Te Tiriti-led action to protect the ocean. Māori have resisted initiatives such as the Kermadec Ocean Sanctuary, which would extinguish gains made in the Māori fisheries settlement. Ms Davidson says commercial fishers are already in an unsustainable industry because fish stocks are being depleted and habitat ruined.
My mokopuna might not get to taste snapper if we don't hurry up and put some restoration rahui in place. So we would do that working with local communities, mana whenua, mana moana, to design a whole new framework for protecting our ocean and for getting to 30% of our oceans protected by 2030.
Marama Davidson. New Zealand First leader Winston Peters has accused iwi leaders of backing elite growth projects rather than looking at the concerns of ordinary Māori. Mr Peters is facing widespread criticism from across Māoridom of his claim that Māori aren't indigenous and his push to reverse New Zealand's support for the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. He says he's getting lots of Māori at his meetings, not just the elite ones.
Their plans are all about their elite boat projects all over this country. But when you say, but what about the ordinary person? When are you going to help them in a Māori world? They haven't got a plan. They speak as though they represent them, but they don't.
Winston Peters says Māori have the same concerns they've had for decades: housing, health, jobs and real-world wages. The founder of a South Auckland Youth Development Trust says Oranga Tamariki is throwing young people into homelessness. The trust has established the first kaupapa Māori transitional housing for young homeless. She says it's an invisible problem because the data isn't collected separate to adult homelessness, but there could be as many as 33,000 homeless youth, more than a third of them in Tamaki Makaurau. Many of them have been under the care of Oranga Tamariki but have turned 18, and the agency has a very limited number of transitional places.
Emergency housing and transitional housing isn't homeless, so there's nothing that says Oranga Tamariki currently cannot do that. That's cause for concern because we're putting young people into homelessness as soon as they turn 18.
Mahere Maihi says Mā Te Huruhuru has been calling for legislative change, but apart from Marama Davidson, it has received little interest from ministers. And that is your Wātea English News for this afternoon. Tūrou!